I thought there would have been more discussion on it, but it was quite plain to be seen, Donal, before the meeting started, that the motion never was going to get taken place. They just shut it down. I was very disappointed in the chair for doing that. You know, at the end of the day, we're all democratically elected, and the anger of the people out there deserved to be listened to today, and a vote should have taken place.
What appeared on the agenda was that there'd be a discussion on the cost of living and the fuel crisis and a motion to government regarding same. Had the agenda been a bit more specific, would that have been better?
You see, it was submitted that there was going to be a motion of no confidence in the government, and they have worded it around the suit. That agenda today, that there wasn't going to be a motion taking place. They never were going to let the motion take place. They were going to protect the council's interests. That's what was put. The chair knew fine rightly what my motion was, Donal.
So what you're saying is you did not word what appeared on the agenda. What appeared on the agenda was worded by others within council, be it the chair, be it the executive or whoever.
Yeah. I have the email here that I sent in that I was submitting to council for this meeting. And this was the date today was a great date. Our members had other things over the last week, so today was the only date we could get to hold this meeting after today's planning meeting, where my plan was to request this emergency meeting and to submit a motion of no confidence in this government.
So you had specified you wanted a motion of no confidence in your original seeking of the meeting?
Yeah, that's correct.
Is there anything more you can do about this, or is this where this ends?
No, I don't know. We'll keep fighting as we always do. You know, some remarks made today's meeting about the Redress Party failing over the last a year and three quarters, you know, quite plainly that derogative remark was thrown out there today to disrupt today's meeting, to get the meeting adjourned, knowing that we were going to react to it. There's nobody that's worked as hard in that council chamber since we have elected as the Redress Party and others in there, the Independents and Sinn Féin. It's quite obvious to say it every time there's a problem with government, Fianna Fáil directed these attacks back. The us in there, you know, it's not right, Donal, to be quite honest. There's people out there that can't put oil in their tanks. They're living in a cost of living crisis created by this government. They could have done a lot more, Donal, regarding fuel cuts, giving other packages to people that are struggling. They've done nothing, Donal. They've protected the wealthy again, and the poor continue to struggle.